WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
These last few years, we've all seen how important healthcare is. But for some, it's not easy to access. Today, we're asking, how do we eliminate racial health disparities? And we're learning about one college's new initiative.
Historically, public health or community health for Black and brown people has not always been equitable. So the focus of the Institute is just to provide the community access to resources.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Dr. LaFara Frazier. She is the new director of the Institute of Wellness and Community Health at Clinton College in Rock Hill. Thank you so much, doctor, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. First, tell me a little bit about your profession and your background.
Okay, so I have spent the last 20 years in a healthcare administration / management role. My background is public health. And I have spent my capacity doing behavioral health, health plans, health educator, so various health related roles.
Absolutely. And how have you been affiliated with Clinton College for a while, or are you just now coming to the school?
I am new to Clinton College, as is the Institute. I've been at Clinton College, I think, about 5 months now.
Gotcha. Well, welcome to the area. Welcome to Clinton College. Tell us a little bit about this new institute. What is it? What's it going to be doing?
Okay, so the Wellness and Community Health Institute, WATCH Institute, is a brand new institute that is a joint collaborative of the seven historically Black colleges in South Carolina that represent the SCIII. And our institute is focused on a holistic health and wellness. And the mission of our institute is to advance the community of Rock Hill. Well, not even just Rock Hill, to advance the surrounding community and promote health and wellness.
Wow. Do you know how this idea came about? Is this something that's been in the works for years, or was this something relatively new that you guys are starting?
No, this is something that has been in the works for years. Public health for historically public health or community health for Black and brown people has not always been equitable or fair or equal. So the focus of the Institute is just to, you know, provide the community access to resources, to provide the community, you know, access to health promotion and health wellness, and not just physical health, also emotional and social well-being. So it's definitely a mission that has been in the works for quite some time. And I'm just proud to be a part of this collaborative effort, not only through Clinton College, but through community partners and community organizations as well.
You know, we talk about disparities in healthcare, and what does that look like? You know, for instance, in the Black community, are we talking about folks who just don't have health insurance, or folks who don't go to the doctor? Give me kind of an example of what that looks like.
Absolutely. So we're speaking about folks who lack insurance, folks who are underinsured. So that means that they have insurance, but they don't have enough coverage. We're talking about individuals who underutilized health services. So they may have enough coverage, but they possibly may be located in an area where they don't have access to a certain specialty or a certain type of provider that they need. So they don't use the services. But a large part of the population in terms of health insurance and public health are not insured at all.
What will you guys be doing at the Institute to try and change some of that, to get rid of the disparity?
We definitely are going to be advocating for these communities. We're going to shine a light on communities such as Rock Hill and surrounding areas that are small, maybe located a little bit away from the big city, where individuals don't have, access. So access doesn't necessarily just mean transportation. It doesn't mean that you lack the ability to physically get there. Access is also connected to the type of services that you need. So the Watch Institute, its mission is definitely research. We're going to collect the data that speaks to the community, speaks to the needs of the community. We are going to advocate for resources. We're going to advocate for access. And we are also, in the future, we hope to have certifications and a pipeline to health professions, because another very important aspect of care is meeting people where they are and meeting and serving the population that surround us. So as time continues to go on and society continues to grow, our community is becoming more and more diverse. So we need health providers that can speak to that diversity. So, definitely including some type of public health major, where we can, create these public health professionals that can go out and speak to the community that we serve.
That is really, really interesting. I know, and it's not even, people of all backgrounds, it seems like some folks just don't like going to see healthcare professionals. Will any part of what you guys do be about educating the public as well?
Definitely. So the Watch Institute will definitely put on health programs, health education programs, definitely outreach. And there are individuals who are hesitant to have any type of interactions with the medical profession. And I mean, we're all aware of the Tuskegee Airmen, experiment. And there are some not so much advertised other experimentations that have happened or occurred in biomedical research that has not been very favorable for people of color. So the hesitation to go to the doctor is definitely something that we want to work on. We want to, show the community that these resources are here to promote a healthy, long life. So you have to take, access of those resources. In addition, you don't know what you don't know. There are lots of people who are out here living with type 2 diabetes and they have the symptoms, but they don't know because, they don't have any interactions with, the medical profession. So it's my hope that by providing these outreach and health information programs, we will get people to utilize services more within the community.
In your eyes, how big of an issue is healthcare disparity in communities across the country?
Humongous. Healthcare disparity is humongous as an issue. It's a public health issue that will take a collaborative effort. So it's not just a public health issue. It is a worldwide issue, and it takes multidisciplinary sectors to get involved. I'm talking about private, public, non-governmental organizations, as well as public organizations to get involved in this healthcare disparity.
Absolutely. Back to the Institute. Is it going to be at Clinton College?
The Institute is housed at Clinton College. However, there will be community health coordinators that are available at each of the seven historically Black institutions throughout the state of South Carolina.
That's really, really cool. Why is this something that you wanted to be a part of? Why did you take this job?
Because I am passionate about promoting health. Health is something that, we all should have a right to. We all should have access to live healthy, long lives. And in order to do that, we have to make sure that we have a society that is set up for us to be able to do that. And I'm passionate about promoting and advancing healthy communities. So when I saw the opportunity to get involved, I jumped at it, and that's why I took this role.
It's awesome. Is the Institute already up and running, or is it still to come, or where are we at in the
rollout? We have officially rolled out. The Institute is up and running. We're still at the beginning stages, so we're looking to, fully staff the Institute, and like I said, place a coordinator in each role at the other seven HBCUs located in South Carolina, but we have officially rolled out.
What would be your message to the community about this institute and what you guys are hoping to do? What would you tell the public?
I would tell the public to come out and watch what the Watch could do for you. I would tell the community that, you know, we are here to help you. We are here to promote a long, healthy life. We are here to advance the community. Community health is vital. Individual health is a part of community health. So I would tell the community to come out and see what the Watch has to offer. If you have any suggestions of, you know, what type of services that you need or we can provide to you specifically, because the community of Rock Hill is diverse. It doesn't only serve Black and Brown people. There are other individuals who make up the community. So if you have suggestions that you'd like the Watch to participate or to provide some type of educational outreach programming in relation to health, please let us know. Contact us.
And are you guys looking to hire right now? Are there certain folks that you're looking to get applications from?
Yes, we're looking to get obligations from individuals who have experience with community health work, individuals who have experience as far as health administration goes, individuals who have experience with marketing and PR. So we're looking to hire.
Absolutely. And I know this is kind of a broad question. We touched on it a little, but how do we eliminate that disparity? What, I guess, will you guys be doing to try and get rid of the disparity?
Well, I think data is important. It's important to collect data, and the data will speak to where the disparity is and who's affected by the disparity. And as I said before, public health is a multidisciplinary opportunity for everyone, whether you are private, public, government, education, to get involved. So it definitely takes, you know, a cohesive mindset, and it definitely takes collaboration.
In the past couple of years, do you think that healthcare has become more important than ever? And we've seen such an emphasis on healthcare and access to healthcare. Do you think that it's only become more important?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the pandemic taught us, you know, that the healthcare and access is definitely important. I think prior to that, if there were individuals such as myself who always believed that healthcare was important. But over the last couple of years and seeing this global pandemic affect almost every continent in the world. Yes, I think it's definitely become important.
Doctor, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
I would like to add that the Watch Institute has officially rolled out. We will call Fountain Park our new home in a few short months. And the community is welcome to come out and offer any type of, you know, thoughts or ideas surrounding the public health or the health initiatives or health programs that they would like to see in Rock Hill.
That is awesome. Dr. LaFara Frazier of the Watch Institute in Rock Hill at Clinton College, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bull. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Huga Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.